السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran has revealed certain surahs, and in the surahs many incidents are narrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some surahs of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasams on various things. So one surah we would like to speak about is Surah Qalam. The surah appears in the 29th juz, 29th part of the Holy Quran. Now, just to digress, you know, many a times it happens such that the only time we open the Quran is the month of Ramadan. You know, we just passed the month of Ramadan a few months ago. It mustn't happen such the next time we read the Quran, the next time we open the Quran is the next year Ramadan. You know, let us keep this momentum going. You know, keep on reading the Quran. You know, in the house where the Quran is read, the barakah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend in that house. You know, a person who reads the Quran, you know, the amount of blessings that a person gets into his life. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran, He gives this different reminders, He takes different qasams. Now if you look at the surah Qalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the qasam of the pen. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely great. There is no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take a qasam, to take an oath. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking an oath on something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the importance of that thing. You know, you take the example of the surah Al-Asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah, He takes a qasam on time to show the importance of time. So in this surah Qalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a qasam on the pen to show the importance of the pen. You know, everyone needs a pen. A child goes to school, he needs a pen. A person goes to the office, he needs a pen. You know, to sign a document, we need a pen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a qasam on the pen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah, He goes on to say, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that verily, O you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the best of characters. Now regarding the character and akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, كان خلقه صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. That if you wanted to know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, if you wanted to know more about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wanted to know how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a loving example of the Quran. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. Now you know, talking of the topic of good character, you know, if you look into our deen, we see the teachings of Islam, the teachings of deen. More than 2/3, more than 60% of the teachings of Islam are based on good character. You know, there are 6 billion people living in this world. The 6 billion people living in this world are majority not Muslims. And you know, they don't look at our salah, they don't look at how much we fast, they don't look at how much of Quran we read. They look at our good character. You know, when a person recites the kalima, he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, he becomes a Muslim. When a person becomes a Muslim, he automatically becomes an ambassador of Islam. People start taking him, they start looking up to him, that this person is a Muslim. And if he does something wrong, then they immediately paint Islam as a bad picture. You know, you take for example, a policeman. A policeman is working in a police force. And if he has to do something wrong, what if people immediately start saying that, you know, the entire police force is corrupt. So similarly, we as Muslims, we can become inviters towards Islam because of our good character, or we can become a means of turning people away from Islam because of our character. You know, there's many incidents regarding the character and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had received a gift, and a gift of 30,000 gold coins. So it was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that whenever he had any money, he would always like to distribute it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he distributed this entire amount. Eventually, a Bedouin comes and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you know the way of the Bedouins was, they were from the village, they never have any way of speaking. They were very uncultural. So he very informal. So he comes and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, you know what, I want my share. And he demands his share. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had distributed that entire amount. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells the Sahaba that take this person to the marketplace and give him something. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to show the importance of good character, they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know what, there's a certain woman. This woman, the entire night she's making the ibadah of Allah. But during the day, people are not safe from her tongue. She comes into contact with someone, she's swearing them. She's backbiting someone. She's abusing someone, physical and emotional abuse. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, by the qasam of Allah, wallahi fin nar. Wallahi fin nar, wallahi fin nar. By the qasam of Allah, that woman is in the fire of Jahannam. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. By the qasam of Allah, that person is not a believer. That person is not a true mu'min, whose neighbor is not safe from the evil of his tongue. You know, there's an incident narrated regarding Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam one day, and a person comes and he starts swearing Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sits there, he remains silent, he remains quiet. So this person continues, he persists. So eventually Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells him something, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting next to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells this person something, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gets up and he goes away. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he goes and he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that what had happened all the while you were sitting here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that as long as you were remaining silent, the angels were making dua for you. As soon as you responded, as soon as you said something, the angels went away. There's another incident regarding, Shaitan and Musa alayhi salam. So Shaitan, we all know, he's the enemy. He's an enemy to man. So one day Shaitan comes to Musa alayhi salam, and he tells Musa alayhi salam, you know what, I want to change. I want to make tawbah. So Musa alayhi salam was Kalimullah. He could speak to Allah. So he goes and he reads surah kat of salah, and he goes and he speaks to Allah, and he tells Allah that Shaitan said he wants to make tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam on that occasion that tell Shaitan, before he wants to do anything, he must go and make sajda to the grave of Adam alayhi salam. So Shaitan, Musa alayhi salam goes and he tells Shaitan this, here, this is what Allah said. So Shaitan said that I hadn't made sajda to Adam alayhi salam in his life, how will I make sajda to the grave of Adam alayhi salam? But since you had done this year, I will tell you a few things. And one of the things that Shaitan told Musa alayhi salam, he said that tell your followers, tell your ummah, that at the time when they get angry, then remember me. At the time when they get angry, remember me. Because at that time, I am flowing in their blood. So at that time when a person gets angry, he can't think. He doesn't know what he's saying. So at the time when we get angry, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that when a person is angry, if he should try and drink some water. If he's standing, he should sit down. If he's sitting, he should lie down. Because if a person says something when he's angry, and generally people say something, and what happens later, people regret. And you can never ever take back those words a person said in anger. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq," that I have been sent to as a perfection to good character, to perfect good character. And we'll narrate a few incidents from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed this good character. You know, it was the occasion of Fath-e Makkah. So very brief intro into Fath-e Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in Makkah al-Mukarramah for approximately 13 years. Eventually, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave Makkah Mukarramah and he had to migrate to Medina Munawwara. And after staying in Medina Munawwara for a few years, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming back to Makkah. Now, how he's coming back? He's coming back as a conqueror. He's coming back as a person who's in charge. He's coming back to which people? He's coming back to those same people who oppressed him, who taunted him, who harmed him, who harmed his Sahaba. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming back to those same people. And when he enters Makkah, he tells the people that he was rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy unto mankind. Imagine those same people that troubled him, that harmed him, that caused him so much of grief. He's coming back to them. So he tells the people, you know what, whoever enters the house, they will be saved. He won't touch them. Whoever enters the Kaaba, they will be saved. And you know, he made a few other exceptions. And he gave a list of 15 names. And he says, these 15 people, come what may, wherever you'll find them, they must be killed. So one of the 15 people was a person by the name of Khabbar ibn Aswad. So what was the crime of Khabbar ibn Aswad? Khabbar ibn Aswad, he was responsible for the murder of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So eventually this person, Khabbar ibn Aswad, he hears that his name is on this wanted list. So eventually he comes and he begs for forgiveness in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kana khuluquhu sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-Quran. If you want to know who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a loving example of the Quran. You know, another incident, Anas radiallahu anhu. So Anas radiallahu anhu, he was the personal assistant, the personal servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, one day, I was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the shawl on. And this material was very, very coarse. So it was a hard material. And this Bedouin comes, and he pulls the shawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anas radiallahu anhu, who says, it left a mark on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this Bedouin says, I want my share. He demands his share. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled. He smiled. And he tells him, take him to the marketplace and get him something. Kana khuluquhu sallallahu alayhi wasallam al-Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a loving example of the Quran. Another incident regarding the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, there was a certain Jewish lady. So this Jewish woman, she used to throw dirt on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out of his house, then there would always be dirt there. There would always be filth there. So eventually one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes out of his house and he sees the path is clean. There's no dirt there. So he asked the Sahaba, that where's this woman? So the Sahaba tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this woman is ill, she's sick. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes and he visits her. And when he comes to visit her, this woman starts thinking that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to take revenge. He came to take revenge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never go to take revenge. He says, I only came to visit you. Kana khuluquhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Qur'an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a loving example of the Qur'an. Another incident regarding the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was occasion of the 15th of Sha'ban. The 15th of Sha'ban, we all know, is Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'a, as we know it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many people. Aisha radiallahu anha is narrating this incident regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home. He came and he lied down in bed with me. And as soon as he saw that I am sleeping, he gets up very quietly. He gets up very silently. And he leaves the room. Imagine where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going. He was going to make the ibadah of Allah. And imagine he never wanted to disturb Aisha radiallahu anha in the least. كان خلقه صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is a loving example of the Quran. You know, we passed the occasion of Qurbani. Now if you look at, Qurbani, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, taught us that on the occasion when we're slaughtering the animal, that our knife should be extremely sharp. You know, the animal who's being slaughtered, the other animal shouldn't see it being slaughtered. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us to show such compassion to an animal. How much more important it is to show compassion to our fellow human beings. You know, there's an incident narrated about a certain boy. So this boy's name was Muhammad, and he used to live in a certain country. So every day he used to take a bus and he used to go wherever he used to go. So eventually one day he gets onto the bus and he's sitting there. And the bus becomes extremely full and people start getting into the bus. So eventually the bus is full and all the people are standing. So he sees, there's a certain woman that's standing and this woman is pregnant. So he offers his seat to the woman. So he gets up and the woman sits and they just ask him what's his name. So he says, my name is Muhammad. So eventually he gets off, they get off. Eventually this woman gives birth to a boy. And now the husband comes and he comes to visit his son. So the woman says, you know what, I would like to keep this boy's name Muhammad. So the husband says, I'm not a Muslim, you are not a Muslim, our son is going to be a Muslim. So the woman says that if that's the case, then I also accept Islam. So the husband says, I'm not going to be a Muslim and you're going to be a Muslim. So the woman says, you can do what you want, but I am a Muslim. And this boy's name is Muhammad. So eventually the husband thinks about it for a while. Eventually the husband also becomes a Muslim. Imagine just on the account of the good character of one boy, an entire family accepted Islam. You know, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one day they come and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing them. And he asked the Sahaba, tell me who's a poor person? Who's a pauper? Man muflis. That who's a pauper? Who's a poor person? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is a poor person who doesn't have any money, no rands, no cents, no dollars, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, that person is a poor person who on the day of Qiyamah, he comes with mountains of good deeds. In this world he gave charity. He fasted. Every Monday and Thursday he's fasting. When he came to Salah, he was early in the masjid. All his Salah, he was punctual. But what had happened? Shatama hadha, wa daraba hadha, wa akala maala hadha. When he came home, he was always fighting. He's always swearing. When he went to work, he was swearing the staff. When he had to do a deal with someone, he always tried to, deceive and cheat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, this person will come. He'll come with mountains of good deeds. He did a lot in this world. Now the questioning will start on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call all those people. All those people whom he harmed. All those people whom he cheated. All those people whom he deceived. In this world he thought he could get away. But in the sight of Allah, what is the currency? He's not going to pay with rands. He's not going to pay with cents. He's going to start paying with all his good deeds. So eventually the questioning will start on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call all these people one by one. Okay, this person deceived you. This person cheated you. This person robbed you. Right, start taking his good deeds. Now imagine he had a mountain of good deeds. Now all his good deeds are start finishing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still be people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him, and all their bad deeds will be transferred to this person. So this is the importance of good character. You know, good character can never ever be emphasized in Islam. You know, if you look at the deen of Islam, just to recap what we had spoken about, if you look at the deen of Islam, 60% or 2/3 of the teachings of our deen of Islam is based on good character. You know, Aisha radiallahu anha said regarding the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a loving example of the Quran. You know, people make these statements, they say that Islam was spread by the sword. No, Islam was spread by the sword of good character. You know, just to end off, we can either become an ambassador, we can either become a person who invites towards Islam because of our good character, or we can become a person who turns away people from Islam because of our character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.